It's like red zone drills to our left right now.
Yeah, that was not a good rep.
For who?
Hendon Hooker.
What happened?
Picked off.
Oh.
And returned.
Gotcha. Yeah, we'll get into the Lions a little bit next hour. And Jared Goff scheduled to stop by sometime in the noon hour. We look forward, as always, to talking to Lions quarterback who joins us all season long. I haven't seen if that's been solidified. Has it been solidified, the Goff appearances? Do we know?
I don't know. I
hope so. It's been fun the last few years. All right, so Alan Novi writes in, Cleveland, three more wins, and it's only a three-game lead, depending on what we do today. Cleveland, three more wins, and it's only a three-game lead, depending on what we do today. Wouldn't the Tigers have to lose three when they won three to make it a three-game lead?
That's the math.
Yep. Cleveland just went 9-1, and that ain't going to continue to happen. It was a hot streak for them and a cold streak for us. That's done. That's from an unnamed texter. Well, I mean, I think it is a general rule. Yeah, you're not going to play 900 baseball. Can the Tigers, what was more real? Cleveland playing the way they did in a positive, or the Tigers playing the way they did in a negative? Like, what is sustainable? What is going to be who they are the rest of the way? I'm going to guess, based upon the tenor of our audience, that people are really concerned that their worst fears about the Tigers is what has come out the last month and a half. And look, we've talked about, you know, lack of superstars in the lineup. We've talked about outside of Scooble, there's not a lot of household names for people outside of Detroit. So maybe that's the number one concern. It's just that their fears that maybe some of these guys are going to revert to either previous form or we're just playing way over their heads.
Well, yeah. Or
it's such a long time for that to be the case.
It is. But, I mean, what we've seen from the bullpen is kind of scary, right? Because Holton isn't anywhere near what he was last year. They don't have arms that they had in the bullpen last year. You know, Bobrisky's not.
Dude, Bobrisky was so good a year ago.
I wonder if we're going to see Hanifee come back at some point.
I think probably.
I mean, he was sent down because they had options to send him down to bring to activate one of the other guys they got. So I understand it, but it's just not the same thing. They're not acting the same way they did through May. Tommy Canley has really, really struggled and continues to struggle. It looks like he's on track, and then, boom, there's another run. And I think the stat is that 7 of his last 10 outings, he's given up runs, earned runs during that time. That's not good.
Here's an interesting one from an unnamed texter. I think there should be some talk about A.J. Hinch's job security. ALDS to potentially losing the division. If they lose the division, there has to be that conversation. Successful teams hold leadership accountable.
Is there any, did this person sign their name?
No.
All due respect, sir, you're an idiot. Come on.
Well,
I mean, what this team, look what this team is. And they're still playing at a really high level. If they were to miss the playoffs, would their win total be better than what it was last year? Potentially, and then they could miss the playoffs. I guess they could.
Mm-hmm.
But are you're going to say thumbs down on one of the best managers in baseball because of, you know, a 30-game stretch or whatever? I think it might be a little punitive.
Yeah, I mean he's talking about if they blow the division, which would be a lot longer than a 30-game stretch. I don't know, man. I mean, it'd be awfully disappointing. And I'm sure A.J. Hinch would be disappointed himself if that was the case. The question is, would there be real talk at an administrative level about replacing A.J. Hinch if they blow the division? The only way that happens, if it's accompanied by some severe dysfunction or unexpected story coming out. I don't think a standard baseball collapse would lead to legitimate conversation from people in charge about making a change.
Yeah, well, 100% no. The only other way, like you said, I think you put it well, what would have to happen behind the scenes. you know, maybe if there was a disagreement at season's end about what the approach is with this team, if there's a philosophical difference, they can make a change there. Fair enough. But not based on what's happening here and now.
If it's just a baseball, they if it's just that they don't come through and win the division, if that's it, if it's not massive clubhouse dysfunction or a total mishandling of a situation that, I mean, I don't want to come up with scenarios here,
no.
But I don't know that this is anywhere close to, I mean, fans will talk, of course. It's always easy to just find one guy and say, get rid of him and everything will be fine. And that's, but come on, man. This guy's he's a serious contender for AL Manager of the Year.
This sounds like, I mean, I have to believe if you're of this opinion.
Yeah.
That you probably didn't like Hinch to begin with, and you blame him for the sign stealing or the cheating or whatever with the Astros and all that, and you're not going to let that go.
Yeah.
And you've been holding on to this card for this long, and you're waiting for some kind of downturn and some event where you can say try to cash that in. Because otherwise, I think if you're a sane baseball fan, you'll see that there's greatness with AJ Hinch.
So. Well, there was something that happened this weekend that people have talked about, and AJ made a call, and I want to get into that. We'll do that today at 11:48, 248-539-9797. Lions Talk next hour. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Tommy in Auburn Hills. You're on 97.1. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, what's up, you guys?
Hey, Tommy.
Yeah, I'm just hello. This team has got me a little worried and perplexed. It's like it's all of a sudden like, you know, Cleveland took fire and the Tigers went the other way. And I worry about this bullpen, and I do worry. The only thing I worry about AJ is, my only issue with him is sometimes he'll, like with Skubal, he'll be rolling and he'll only let him go seven innings. And it's like, now, okay, when you get late into the season towards the playoffs, you got to ride Skubal, man. He's your horse. Don't trust your bullpen, because I think it really, right now, it stinks, if anything. And I don't trust AJ to let him go nine innings in a playoff series. Maybe he will. I hope I'm wrong. You know what? Anyway, I just, and it seems like this team lives and dies by the home run. And I don't know. They're just, just can't explain this team right now. I'm just worried. That's all.
Doug, you think this team lives and dies by the home run?
No. In fact, yesterday they singled the Angels to death, which is what AJ said afterwards. Look, the Skubal thing, and when he pulls him out of games, it's not innings, it's pitch count, right? It's usually, or it's how he's pitching in that moment of time. It's about matchups, the next inning. There's a lot that goes into it. And what you said, he very well may do when they get closer to the postseason and into the postseason. So I wouldn't worry too much, because he's doing one of the reasons why you don't push Skubal now is so if you want to, you can in September or October.
Yeah, but you got to get there first.
And they're still on great course to get there.
There's no question you got to get there first, and there's also no question that they still have the largest lead in baseball. Now, they're tied with Milwaukee's lead in the National League Central, but they still have, relative to everybody else, a comfortable lead. If they get to the point where if Cleveland comes back and they're tied for the division lead, maybe he'll decide that's the time. But they're not, as much as it feels like they're playing must-win games now, they're not.
Now, I think any time that he's going to go beyond, like, 100 pitches for any pitcher, Skubal or otherwise, it's going to be completely dependent on score and what his bullpen, how taxed his bullpen has been and who's available to mm-hmm. him. And I think that's the way he approaches everything. And I think it's a smart approach. Baseball's a different game. It's a different game now than it was 10 years ago. I know everybody wants to go back and look at 120-pitch outings, 115-pitch outings, and see that that's the norm back then. And fair enough, but it's not now. It's done completely differently for different reasons, analytical reasons, and perhaps even health reasons in some cases. I still feel pretty confident the Tigers have a lead going into the ninth inning, that whomever is called on gets the job done. Vest has got a decent track record with that, and so does Kyle Finnegan for that matter. I feel pretty good about an eighth inning because, again, it's the same two pitchers you can go with. If it's a slim lead and you're changing pitchers after the fifth or after the sixth, I'm less confident, and I can share that with a lot of the Tiger fans out there because the bullpen has been a major problem. They haven't had guys go out there and give you the one inning or one and a third or two innings where it's just been shut down great. Now, they've got guys that have that potential. Herter has shown kind of a potential. Melton has shown a potential to do that. But we're not going to know for sure until you get to October. And these guys got a long way to go still.
This is one of the more difficult parts of the job because, like the caller said, you got to get there first. He's right. You do got to get there first. You're trying to massage the workload on Skubal but have him as fresh as can be for playoff baseball. So you want to use him enough to help get you there, but you don't want to overuse him so he's has shorter appearances in September and October. So there's this, you just are massaging the situation. You'd love to be able to get him out of games earlier, and so he has more gas in the tank when you get late into the year, right?
Yes.
So it's a tough situation, but it's part of the job is being ready to go and playing your best baseball when the games matter most. They have become more tense. The results have mattered more of late because Cleveland's made it the case. The Tigers have slipped up a little bit, and Cleveland stayed hot. We've talked a lot about how it's great to have a comfortable lead in the division, and one of the reasons why is you can start, you know, using, getting the most gas mileage as you can. You don't have to put the pedal down right now. Although it's gotten close. You said five games. It got down to five. So it's a delicate balance. 248-539-9797. Hey, CGC Home Services specializes in providing top-tier plumbing, air purification, and water treatment services. An authorized independent Connecticut dealer, CGC Home Services offers the best whole house water treatment systems. CGC Home Services, fully licensed plumbers. They'll handle all your plumbing needs. With all the air quality alerts in our area, your family needs Aeris Active Pure technology, reducing 99% of airborne bacteria, plus viruses and mold. For water and air purification, plumbing too, call CGC Home Services at 855-339-4242 today.